deal with climate change? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the first issue for President Biden at the first stop of his foreign trip. He landed in Egypt 90 minutes ago and will attend the same UN climate summit where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said today,
"It's always been about survival of the planet, survival of the vulnerable countries and the rest. We want more than survival."
She's touting the law Democrats passed that includes incentives for renewable energy use in the U.S. Now, the president will also spotlight an updated U.S. regulation to crack down on emissions at all oil and gas drilling sites. Moments ago, the president met with Egypt's president, thanking him for this.
"In the face of Russia's war in Ukraine, Egypt has spoken up strongly to the United Nations."
Now, Tuesday, the president will attend the G20 summit, where Ukraine will be a big topic. The Russians have retreated from the biggest city they captured.
Russian state news agencies report the Russian defense ministry says they've pulled out of the Kherson region, leaving the western side of the river. This is in the southern part of the country. The Russian defense officials said they left no equipment behind.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Nicole's remnants, now a tropical depression, are moving toward the northeast after hitting Florida's east coast as a hurricane, blamed for 5 deaths doing damage to coastal homes.
"Their backyard is gone and their houses are precariously perched on the sandy foundation that remains."
Fox's Phil Keating is in Wilbur-by-the-Sea.
6 weeks ago, Hurricane Ian took out the seawall. So when Hurricane Nicole comes in, it just takes all the sand away, and now all of these are basically condemned at this point, uninhabitable. We're talking at least 25 coastal properties.
And there's even more damage in Daytona Beach. The vote counting continues today in Arizona and Nevada, where 2 key Senate races remain too close to call. In the House, Republicans need to win just 7 of the 32 undecided races to take over the majority in the next Congress in the House. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is a day we thank millions of Americans.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. This is a day when we remember their service and their sacrifice in defense of our nation.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who himself is a veteran who served as an Army officer in Iraq and Afghanistan. Most schools are closed today, so are post offices and banks. But it's business as usual at the stock market. There's a return to selling for the Dow. It is down 94 points. Giving back a little of yesterday's 1,200-point surge up. The S&P 500, though, has now turned positive. It's gaining 5 points. Cryptocurrencies are falling even more. Bitcoin's down 3% this morning as the crypto exchange FTX files for bankruptcy protection, dealing with billions of dollars in losses. There's another snag in the president's plan to wipe out some American student loan debt.
President Biden's student loan forgiveness program has been blocked by a federal judge in Texas. The ruling claims the program usurps Congress's power to make laws. The Biden administration's plan would have canceled between $10,000 and $20,000 in student debt for millions of borrowers. A conservative advocacy group, Job Creators Network Foundation, challenged the loan forgiveness plan, arguing it was an example of excessive executive power. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The price of oil is up $3, back over 89 bucks a barrel. Gas is down a penny. AAA's national average for regulars at $3.79 per gallon, the same price it was a week ago. Down 13 cents from a month ago, but 38 cents more than we were paying last year. On Thursday Night Football,
Chenault down the sideline. He goes, staying inbounds, and Chenault all the way with a touchdown.
Laviska Shenault and the Carolina Panthers beat the Atlanta Falcons on Arizona Prime Video 25-15. That is just the third win of the season for the Panthers, but in a weak NFC South division, they're still in playoff contention. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.